Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to a special verdict episode of Season 2 of Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst. I'm your host, Carrie Antholis. At 5:35 p.m. today, Friday, September 17th, 2021, media outlets covering the trial of Robert Durst received a media advisory from the Superior Court of California saying that the jury in the People versus Robert Durst trial has reached a verdict. At approximately 4 p.m. today, Pacific time, the clerk of the court began to read the jury's verdict in the trial. The verdict was read without Durst in the courtroom, as Durst apparently has been exposed to COVID-19 and is in isolation. We will play you the jury's verdict as read by the clerk of the court in its entirety.
Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, the people of the state of California versus Robert Durst. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Robert Durst, guilty of the crime of first-degree murder of Susan Berman in violation of Penal Code Section 187, Subsection A, a felony as charged in count one of the information. We further find the allegation that in the commission of the above offense, that Susan Berman was a witness to a crime and was intentionally killed because of the fact within the meaning of Penal Code Section 190.2, subsection A, subsection 10, to be true. We further find the allegation that in the commission of the above offense, that the defendant Robert Durst intentionally killed Susan Berman by means of lying in wait within the meaning of Penal Code Section 190.2, subsection A, subsection 15, to be true. We further find the allegation that the defendant Robert Durst personally and intentionally used a firearm, to wit, a handgun, within the meaning of Penal Code Section 12022.53, subsection B, to be true. We further find the allegation that the defendant Robert Durst personally and intentionally discharged a firearm, to wit, a handgun, within the meaning of Penal Code Section 12022.53, subsection C, to be true. We further find the allegation that the defendant, Robert Durst, personally and intentionally discharged a firearm, to wit, a handgun, which caused great bodily injury and death to Susan Berman within the meaning of Penal Code Section 12022.53, subsection B, to be true. The 17th day of September 2021, juror number 12, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, is this from your verdict? So say you won, so say you all.
Yes.
Stay tuned for upcoming episodes of Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst, where we will conclude our presentation of the closing arguments by the attorneys in the trial, and we will deconstruct the verdict and where we go from here. We will also seek to get interviews with witnesses from the trial and jurors from the trial. All of that on Jury Duty, The Trial of Robert Durst. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you come back for our next episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.